is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 Friday morning. Hello, welcome. MJ here in the crew. Fester's struggling in.
That's not untrue.
Fester strolling, and I guess that does work. Fester struggling in, strolling in casually. Hey, Froggy, what's up there, Pally?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Yeah, things are okay over here. Not as much in Indianapolis. You see that? Yeah.
Overnight.
It's one of my favorite places. I hate that.
I gotta get your mic fixed, but your mic is still.
Mine is?
Yeah, your mic is just still so low and doesn't seem to print like ours.
You need to bring it from your diaphragm, Rox. Go ahead. Bring it from your chest.
No, I think it's partially your microphone too. You know, gotta try and get that.
Today's a big day for Roxanne.
Yeah, today is, if you don't know, mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. Overnight. Guess it happened about 11 o'clock, 11:30. So just before midnight, but the details not coming out until overnight. And the latest, 8 people dead and others wounded. And the gunman took his own life. You know, I have some thoughts that I want to get into, and we'll do that in just a bit. Roxanne, though, on a little bit of a happier note. Roxanne in retaliation mode this morning. It's the Roxanne retaliation, and Roxanne has a rap that is directed toward Fester because of Fester's, well, typically snide comments.
The diss rap.
It did come from just one little snide comment.
Yeah, one comment brought about a whole diss song. There may be an opportunity for her to go into therapy for her issues.
That was my therapy. I wrapped it out.
I want you to know, never in my broadcast career have I ever been looking forward to something as much as I'm looking forward to this.
All right, I gotta set a time for this thing and figure out when I'm gonna do it, but Roxanne has written a retaliation rap, and it's aimed at Fester after Fester made some uncouth remarks. Hold on, a little more. We'll expand, let you know a little more. We'll set a time on when the debut will occur. This is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, just getting rolling.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Hey, everybody. MJ here with Roxanne and Froggy and Fester. Also on the list this morning, the dude that won the Powerball up at Fester's Publix in Lutz on, Nebraska? Where is that?
It's at the apex where Florida Avenue and Nebraska Avenue meet.
All right. So I passed by there in the past. It's been a while since I've been at that exact location.
I was there yesterday.
That's Fester's Publix, and a 23-year-old kid, well, he's a young man.
Young
but
man.
A 23-year-old young man, 23, won this Powerball jackpot in excess of $200 million. What was it, $235.
Wow.
And this is Fester's Publix, and it kind of spoiled. Now, Fester's obviously going to still shop at the Publix all the time, but it's kind of spoiled Fester's lottery ticket purchasing, and his theory is that what are the odds of another massive multi-$100 million lottery jackpot being sold at the exact same store? So now Fester's got to purchase his, he does all his food shopping at Publix there, but he needs to purchase his lottery tickets elsewhere.
Well, a neighbor brought this up. Forget just that one Publix location being ruined forever.
Yeah.
The entire town of Lutz and Lando Lakes is ruined forever. I have to buy my tickets maybe like in Bradenton now.
Odessa.
23-year-old young man. $235 million. We'll get into that later on, so stand by. All right, a couple of things. We need to establish... And the guy's, let me give you the guy's name here quickly. It's Yee. Last name Yee. Thomas Yee, 23.
Good for him.
Yeah, Thomas Yee, 23. Write a rap about him.
Is he the youngest Powerball winner of all time?
I saw that here in Florida, he's the youngest winner of a jackpot of significance like this.
Oh, this isn't going to go good.
Yeah. And I know we're going to get into it later, but I love what he still plans on doing.
Yeah, I saw... couple of things that, you know, he wants to continue his education. Good for him. He certainly has the financial resources to attend the community college of his choice.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, I'm perplexed.
He goes down to Hillsborough Community College. Yeah. Like, would you like the financial aid office? No, I'm good.
I do love that place.
What time are we going to do the Roxanne retaliation rap? Roxanne, you get to pick the time.
Really?
You know, listen, the 6 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, the 8 o'clock hour, the 9 o'clock hour. You know what time the segments are.
Right.
So go ahead and pick the time that you want to release the retaliation rap aimed at Festa.
MJ, no, it's drop a new joint. Okay.
What time do you want to drop
the
joint?
Somewhere in the 8 o'clock hour. My family might hear it in the car on the way to school.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, I've played it for my kids. I'm not saying that makes me a great mom. But
you've already played it for your kids.
I played it for my kids.
She's played it for her entire family.
I'm sure your 1 year old daughter really was
she
able.
She loves it.
Does this show?
She doesn't know what is being said.
You should see what she does when I play it for her. She goes nuts. Yeah.
No, that's the crystal method you're putting in her baba.
So, do you want the children to hear it, or do you not want the children to hear it?
Well, they've already heard it.
Yeah,
she said they might hear it in the car. I think we should play it every hour, MJ.
Listen, the hour.
Roxanne thinks we're going to play it. It's going to burn one spin. Listen, this is Q105. We play the songs a lot. I think we should play this Fester diss song, however it goes, and I have no idea. I haven't heard one lyric of it, other than the one she read yesterday on the air. I think it should play every hour. I think we should
sometime
play it.
Sometime in the 8 o'clock hour.
6:45, 7:45, 8:45, and we should close the show with it.
Well, as the Froggy Specter of the project, the producer, I had a gun in my hand the whole time, and she did a fantastic job.
And as much as I love Froggy, I have had opportunity to sign with Skrizzle, and that's who I'll be signing with.
Oh, so you're signing with Skrizzle Records?
Yes.
Yeah, Froggy's little alter ego deal?
So you guys are going to be surprised.
I'm sure I'm going to be surprised.
Let's do it at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So rap is penciled in for 8 a.m. All right. Right here on the MJ Morning Show. It's going to end up being about 8:05. All right. So somewhere around 8:05.
You're going to be surprised.
And then we'll play it again maybe at the end of the show in the 9 o'clock hour. And then, listen, we could always play it for the early crowd on Monday.
I would like for the song to be put up at mjmorningshow.com for all the listeners who aren't going to be listening at 8 a.m. so you just hear the song.
We can certainly do that. And then also, it'll be on the podcast. Remember, if you're an early listener, and this is important, if you're an early listener and you don't get a chance to hear the entire show, by 11 a.m., this entire program is podcast. Every single segment, back to back to back, our producer, Super Cooper Coop, puts it all together. And we've got a lot of podcast listeners every day because it's the entire show minus the music and the commercials and just all of our content just back to back to back. And that is posted by 11 a.m. MJMorningShow.com. Of course, we're on all the major podcast platforms, so you can subscribe. So it just, hits your dealio. Simple as that. Hey, I mentioned the FedEx shooting, and I had some thoughts. Because there's really an interesting dynamic. God, I got some early morons in the news we got to get to. And then if you don't know, latest out of Indianapolis, some maniac a little before midnight. I think I saw, 11:30 a.m. Indianapolis time or so? Or p.m. rather? About 11, 11:30, somewhere in that vicinity. 11 to 11:30 last night. 8 people shot dead, more injured at a FedEx ground facility near the Indianapolis airport. And there's been an interesting dynamic in the last year, and then there was a sudden change. So hold on to that thought. We're just getting rolling, and then we'll lighten things up with some morons in the news. Back in minutes. The MJ Morning Show is on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, guys, remind me later on, just make a note of it, Fester. Please make a note of it. Later on, remind me to ask the question if any of your kids are snorers. Do any of your kids snore? Remind me. Okay. Jot that down, Fester. All right, 6:29, it's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, just briefly, what we know so far, 8 people dead, multiple injured at a FedEx ground facility near the Indianapolis airport. Happened about 11 p.m. or so local time in Indianapolis last night. And we don't know about the gunman as far as the name yet. I'm sure that'll be forthcoming. But the gunman apparently also took his own life, committed suicide. When the cops arrived a little after 11 p.m., it was an active shooter situation. So it sounds like this guy was still firing away. I'm going to guess it was a guy, but listen, I guess it could be a woman, but I think the odds are probably pretty strong it was a guy. My thoughts here quickly, before I lighten up and move towards some morons in the news, during the pandemic, there were like no mass shootings. And then suddenly, you know, is that sort of an indication that things are, well, perceived to be getting back to normal? Because if you think about it, from the beginning of the pandemic, March of last year, March of 2020, until some of the recent mass shootings, it was very quiet. Thank God it was quiet. I mean, we didn't need any more piled on top of the pandemic, but we didn't have mass shootings. And then, of course, we had the massage parlor shootings in Georgia, outside of Atlanta and in Atlanta.
Right.
Then we had the King Soopers mass shooting at that supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. And now we have this, and there are others. You had the South Carolina, the former NFL football player story, and the family. I think he went after a doctor that treated him, or maybe shut off some of his prescription medication. And then, of course, whatever happened at the FedEx facility last night. But during the pandemic, it was these mass shootings went on hold, and then suddenly they're back. And one of the things we've also talked about in the past is just this copycat aspect of mass shootings, that it seems that when there's one, it kind of implants the idea into maniacs. And, you know, typically you're dealing with folks in a lot of these mass shootings, an overwhelming majority of them, it seems to be they're mentally ill individuals that should not have had access to guns, or should have had family members, or whomever should not have allowed them to have access to guns. That seems to be a recurring theme here. So I'm sure more will unfold and develop during the course of the morning. All right, some early morons in the news here. Don't forget the Money Machine kicks off again at 8 o'clock. Right around 8 o'clock this morning, this will be word number one for the day. The MJ Money Machine is simple. I like simple radio contests. Easy. You know, sometimes, you know, you're listening to a radio station, and they've got the most convoluted, difficult contest. You got to do this, then this, 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 and then they're reading the rules and the promo, and it's like, what the? This contest, the MJ Money Machine, is as easy as it gets. 7 times a day, beginning at 8 a.m. 8 a.m., then 10 a.m., right after the MJ Morning Show, then noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. We give you a word. We give you a simple word. Sometimes it's a one-syllable word. Sometimes we go up to 2 syllables.
Has there been a 3-syllable word yet? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We give you a word, then we give you the text number, a special text number. You take 5 seconds, you text the word to that number, and then you're in the running to win $500. Somebody wins $500 every single time. seven times a day. That means it's what, $3,500 a day. Hey, you'd like to have an extra $500. Listen at 8 o'clock. We'll give you the keyword and then you text it. And that's it. That's all you have to do. That's it. It is as easy as can be. Hey, did you see the promos for the new Channel 28, like, weather vehicle? Have you seen that?
I haven't. No.
Yeah. I flipped through all the channels in town. I believe it's Channel 28, ABC, Action News.
They're getting a new weather vehicle.
Well, I think they already have it. Since the promo's on the air, I think the vehicle already exists. So it's like, you know, decked out. It's all like wrapped with logos. It's the, you know, I don't know what they, go to Channel 28's website and see if they have a name for this thing.
Is it a Tesla truck?
Like the Storm Chaser or the, you know, the Storm Magnet.
Is it cool looking?
It's, what?
Is it cool looking at least?
Yeah, it looked like it was an SUV. It looked like it was like, I don't know, a Tahoe or an Explorer, Suburban, that kind of thing.
And this is a big deal?
I don't see it yet.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I hope it doesn't get stolen and wrecked.
Well, neither do
because
they.
Because it's that, like, someone would want to steal it? It's that cool?
No, because the CBS 2 New York weather vehicle was stolen, taken on a joyride, and wrecked. And it's pretty funny because when I was doing my show out of the New York studio, whenever I was in New York and doing the show, my Schnitt show, I did it from the CBS Broadcast Center on West 57th Street. That's where the CBS Television Network is, and that's where Channel 2 CBS New York is, WCBS TV. And I would see that weather vehicle parked in front of the front door where I'd go in all the time. This Channel 2 weather vehicle.
This one that was stolen. You've seen it a gazillion times.
Oh, yeah. And somebody stole a 24-year-old under arrest. He stole the WCBS News weather vehicle, took it on a dangerous joyride to the Bronx. The whole side of the vehicle's like ripped off, just sideswiped, looked like a giant concrete pole. Just messed this thing up. Yeah, well, here's part of the issue here. The operator of the Channel 2 CBS weather vehicle called police to report the vehicle had been stolen from West 50th and 11th Avenue in the Hell's Kitchen area, right around the corner. The suspect fled. He hit a taxi cab on 50th Street.
My goodness.
Between 5th and 6th. Then he headed uptown. He was spotted with the help of NYPD helicopters. He finally was stopped in the Bronx, taken into custody, and all kinds of damage to the vehicle. He hit all kinds of stuff. And apparently the Channel 2 employee driving the weather vehicle just left the keys of the ignition vehicle was running.
Because who would steal it?
Well, so many cars get stolen that way.
Oh, my God. I realize this. Don't leave your... I picked up something. I went to the store the other day. Guy gets out of his car. Vehicle's running. I'm like, is his vehicle nicer than mine? Maybe I ought to swap rides over here.
You must want it stolen.
No, it was not.
Okay.
So I did not. If it was nicer, I might have taken it. But
hey, keep mine. Keys are in it, too.
Yeah.
MJ, of all the vehicles to steal, even if you're a thief of opportunity.
Yeah, it's a pretty visible vehicle to steal. The Channel 2 New York weather van. But it's got like antennas on top, and they want to make it look like the tornado chasing vehicle.
Yeah, it has like a weather vane
in Twister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it has a weather vane on top. I don't think it's got a little. You know, I think it has an anemometer. The little thing. They probably have that little white thing that spins around, but it wasn't like an old fashioned weather vane with a rooster on top with the north, south, east, west wrought iron on it. Yeah.
Now, Coop here, he drives like a little black Kia.
Right.
If you see that running, that's a good car to steal. Get it out, blend right in. Nobody will find that. But the Channel 2 weather vehicle. Yeah.
The front end was all smashed up. The whole driver's side door is all bashed in.
Jeez.
And so when I saw this story, I'm like, hey, I think Channel 28 just got a new weather vehicle that looks kind of like the Channel 2 New York weather vehicle. So I just wanted to do a little PSA. Don't leave your vehicle running. Right? I don't want to hear that the Channel 28 weather vehicle's been stolen after just a couple of days on the road and then all bashed and trashed and smashed. All right. A busy Friday. Can't wait for the Roxanne Retaliation Rap. MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. And Fester during the show yesterday, he brought up a video, and we were so jammed. I didn't get to this yesterday, but Fester brought up a video of somebody jumping a drawbridge. You saw it, too.
I did. That was crazy. I mean,
and the cops are looking for this guy. This happened down in South Florida, and the video was, I think Fester had it from the Channel 7 Miami website, which is WSVN. It's the Fox station down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And this individual apparently smashed... Actually, it was posted, the video that we saw was from Channel 7 Miami, but it happened in Daytona Beach. Fester, where you been? I'm talking about your drawbridge story, and you're just strolling back in again 2 minutes after we're back on the air here.
It's been 2 minutes already?
Minute? He had to find a chair. Someone stole his chair from room.
The chair's over here. It was next to Froggy.
Yeah, it was right here.
The drawbridge. Have you seen the video on this drawbridge story?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. If you were in the room, you would have heard.
Is the story over, or are we at the beginning of it?
No, I'm beginning the story. But it was. I think you showed us the Miami WSVN website. That's where the video was. And the cops are looking for this guy in an SUV. It's a silver SUV, and he's speeding up a Daytona Beach drawbridge. I would imagine probably over the intercoastal, probably, right?
It didn't look like a huge bridge.
It was a normal drawbridge. It was a normal looking drawbridge. The kind of you've got these drawbridges all over Florida. Listen, it looked like the Johns Pass Bridge.
Yeah,
that's the kind of bridge it is.
Those aren't easy to jump.
So the guy's in an SUV. He crashed through the crossing arm. Hey, Coop, get the video up again. Fester brought this to our attention during the show yesterday. We just didn't get around to it. And the follow-up now is the last I saw, the cops do not have the individual. They're looking for the individual. I mean, what would possess somebody as the flashing red lights go, and sometimes these drawbridges have bells that go ding, 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 ding. The arms go down, the crossing arms or the arms, right?
Yeah, arms.
Is there another name? The drawbridge
arms.
Yeah, block barricade arms, whatever. The arms are going down. This guy's like, I'm not waiting for this. He floors it, smashes his SUV through the wooden drawbridge arms, and then he makes his way up the drawbridge and jumps it. Now, granted, it wasn't like in a full extension mode. It wasn't fully erect, all right?
That would have been impossible to make.
Yeah, but it was enough that you can see the vehicle like do a little bit of a jump.
It was an aggressive move.
Oh my, have you guys seen this video? Look at this.
What?
Is that the motorcycle?
That's the video of it. He did the Dixie horn right in the middle.
No, he didn't. Is that from a Dukes of Hazzard video? No, he didn't.
Yeah, playing Dixie. That's great.
It happened earlier this week, and Daytona Beach police told Channel 7 in Miami that they believe they have identified the driver, but they don't have the driver yet. So the last that I saw from last night, they think they've identified the driver, and the driver's likely going to face charges. Well, first thing, how about vandalism or destruction of property if you smash your vehicle through the drawbridge arm? Of course you're going to face charges, but the last I saw, they think they have an ID on the vehicle and the driver, but I don't think the driver's in custody yet. But, I mean, that's crazy. The drawbridge was not in a mode where it was, like, really an amazing... It wasn't like the Blues Brothers, where the Bluesmobile jumps over the drawbridge, but the thing was starting to go up.
He got a little air.
He smashed the arm and then gets just a little bit of air as it's beginning to go up. But what?
Do you think he was just running all late? Right. I say he because I feel like it's got to be a guy driving, but maybe just late to an appointment?
Okay, hold on. Maybe the guy has headphones on or he's looking down at his phone. He doesn't even stop for this gate. He just blows right through the gate. And then over, and it's about maybe 2 feet elevated.
Yeah, the bridge is starting to go up. And then the bridge, once the car clears the gap, then the bridge continues to go up. But that's insane. We'll get the video up. Coop, is it up already? All right. Where is it? Is it in the what section is it on the website?
Under the Daily Drivel.
Okay, it's under MJ's Daily Drivel near the top of the page, and you can see the video. What kind of SUV is that? Can you freeze it? Stop. No, to free, let it play and then freeze it. All right, Fessy, get off the computer. I'll handle it.
You got it.
Is that a Honda Pilot? What is that?
It looks like a Santa Fe, maybe a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Well, you know, it could be a Santa Fe. Anyway.
Good job, kids.
SUV.
The video is on our website at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJ. I'm looking at the window.
Look at the arm. The person's driver, on the phone.
The driver is wearing red, and it does look like the driver's holding a cell phone. Well, you got to cite him for, you're not supposed to text and drive in Florida anymore, right? Is that the new law?
The texting and driving. You can still talk on the phone.
Yeah, Florida's not a hands-free state.
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to text and drive, are you?
No, definitely not.
That's a big no-no.
No, is that against the law in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, texting and driving.
Yes.
It is
now
probable cause to get pulled over.
Exactly.
They don't do it often, but it is probable cause.
So jumping a drawbridge while on a cell phone, that's pretty smart. Video's up, MJMorningShow.com. You got to see this thing. Absolutely nuts. Hey, I'm thinking about... What are you doing?
Jumping a drawbridge.
No. Playing a little snip, just a little teaser snip of Roxanne's Retaliation song.
Oh, you're going to ruin it?
Should I not play a little snippet? Should I wait for an hour and 10 minutes to debut it?
If you play a snippet, you're going to be like, wow, this is better than I thought. So maybe it'd be a good thing.
I don't know.
It's up to Roxanne's. Roxanne's the star.
I'll pick a snippet.
Let me debate. Maybe we'll play a little snippet for Roxanne's Retaliation rap against Fester coming up this morning at 8 o'clock here on the MJ Morning Show. How about that?
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show, and you're listening to Q105. It's MJ, Froggy, Fester, and Roxanne here at 6:57. And, if you were just listening a minute ago... I'm sorry, it's just funny. If you were just listening a minute ago, you did hear me say... How's it possible to get into a fight with Steakums?
I've gotten into a fight with Steakum before. Oh, man, let me tell you.
How the hell do you get into a fight with Steakums? Hold on to that thought. We'll get to that here in just a second. And Roxanne, I think you've got something to say, but hold on to that thought if it's about Steakums.
It is.
All right, first, though, it's 6:57 going on 6:58. We're an hour and 2 minutes away from the new word for the MJ Money Machine. At 8 o'clock, we'll give you the new word. We'll give you the text line number again. You text the word to the text line and suddenly you're in the running instantly for $500 cash. Happens 7 times a day. We do it at 8. We do it right after the morning show at 10, then noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. It is a 5-second deal. 5 seconds out of your life could pay you off $500. How about that? All right, so Money Machine in about an hour here on the MJ Morning Show, Q105, 104.7 FM. Now, first, a little teaser. Do you think it's a good idea or not a good idea?
I would like to leave the room.
Oh. Okay, please do.
I mean, you guys can play it.
Oh, you know what?
I can go across the hall.
You don't have to. Just take your headphones
off. Stick your headphones off, stupid.
Stick your fingers in your ear. Listen.
Ew. And hold your breath.
Don't lick your fingers during.
That creates a water seal.
He just stuck both his fingers in his mouth like he's getting cake frosting off. And in the times of COVID, you're licking your fingers in here. What are you doing?
When you stick your fingers in your ear and you lick them first, they work a lot better.
I've never seen somebody give themselves a double wet willy before. Yeah,
you created a safety seal. Is that it?
I can't hear you.
An unsafety seal.
Look how fat he looks today.
Stop it, Froggy. Stop it.
He's just looking around.
I take your fingers out of your ear for a minute.
What?
Take them out.
Right. Did you hear it pop? I mean, it really makes a good seal when you lick the fingers first.
I didn't hear it pop.
Okay.
So Fester wants to be surprised, and we thought we'd give a little sample Also coming up around 8 o'clock, we're going to debut Roxanne's retaliation rap against Fester. We'll tell the whole story. Fester did something to Roxanne. Roxanne didn't like it. And Roxanne is going to retaliate via rap. Now, Fester does not want to hear it. Fester wants to be surprised. So go ahead and take your headphones off again. Okay. Put your fingers in your ears again. No, don't lick your fingers.
That's the only way.
Oh, my God. All right. Hold on. Then you can also go, la, 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 la. You can do that as well.
No.
Do a la, 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 la.
And we'll hear that over the song.
Yeah, seriously. Let me just take my...
I don't want him to do la, 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 la.
So, should we give a little frame of reference as to why this came about? Fester said something to hurt my feelings, and he talked about the freckles on my arm looking like I had a chocolate chip factory explosion on my arm.
Exactly. And so, retaliated with a rap song.
I retaliated, and this portion that we're going to listen to is when I come to that point where I realize, hey, it's not about me. It's about Fester's own issues.
This is a promo. This is just a teaser, ladies and gentlemen. The actual song is going to debut, and it's a minute and what?
Close to 2 minutes. Doug said, no way is MJ going to play that whole entire thing. I said, it's all good, so I guess he will.
1:57. It's 1:57. We're going to give you... This is a promo. Look, Fester's in the corner now.
Wow, that's a long song.
All right, so we're going to... Look at Fester's in the corner.
He's like, in timeout.
Fester's take in a photo. Timeout.
Yeah. I got a good picture of him. Look at him.
Seriously, take a picture of Fester.
Yeah.
Hurry before he moves. Take it. You got it? Fester's in the corner in timeout with his fingers in his ear. All right, this is the sample. A quick little 15-second promo. This is what's coming up in an hour. I have no idea what... I have not heard this yet. You gave us one lyric on the air yesterday as a teaser.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Listen, folks.
But let's talk about what's really going on. Fester's food obsession is coming on strong. He sees the world through a food-colored lens. He wants to eat my arm, but he thinks we're friends.
Whoa. All right, Fester.
All right, Fester. Yeah, tap him.
You guys ready?
Yep, we're ready. Right, come on back.
Come on back.
All right, back.
Wow, you missed it.
Wow.
Look at Fester.
That's
harsh.
Interesting. I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
How about that delivery, huh?
An hour from right now. Yeah. Roxanne's in the gangster rap mode.
Like Nicki Minaj.
Did you notice that?
You hear the attitude and the voice. The na 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 na.
It's not affected at all.
What'd you say?
Not affected at all.
All right, listen, guys, please.
Very natural, not affected sounding, right?
Oh, thanks, Froggy.
I want to be completely surprised by it. I haven't heard anything about
this. Oh, you'll be surprised.
Oh, you're going to be surprised.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right. How do you get into a fight with Steakums?
The same way you get into a fight. One of our texters brought this up with Jimmy Dean sausage. Remember that?
I don't remember that one. You know what? Go dig that up because that'll be a nice little addition. There is a, I think he's well known. There is a celebrity. There's a science celebrity. When you think of science celebrities, a couple of names come to mind. A science celebrity got into a fight on Twitter with Steakums. But apparently this little feud's been going back. There was a latest incident just a few days ago, but this goes back a couple of years. This celebrity scientist, there have been words from Steakums. It's like, why is Steakums trying to pick a fight? This is, folks, Steakums, yes. The little thin, the wafer thin little paper steaks that you make a Philly cheesesteak with. Steakums.
We're talking about a TV scientist, like Mr. Wizard type?
Hang on. Froggy, I'll tell you what. You come up with a list right now of celebrity.
I got five or six in my head right now.
Write them down. Write them down. We'll get to this next. Celebrity scientists, give me the list. And we'll see if this individual's on your list. This guy's been on TV a ton. I think he had his own series on PBS.
Oh, I got this.
A Steakums fight with a scientist next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. I was just checking my email and folks want to know, hey, I'm walking into work now. Can you play the whole Roxanne retaliation rap now? No, I can't. It'll be on the podcast. So we're going to debut the Roxanne retaliation rap against Fester. It's going to happen in less than an hour, right around 8 o'clock this morning. Stand by. And also, once it airs, And once the podcast is put together for today, for Friday, the, 16th of April, 2021, it'll be up on our website, mjmorningshow.com. The entire show is podcast every day. It's up by 11 o'clock. We're on all the major podcast platforms. So subscribe so you can, we have a lot of podcast listeners. And you know what? If Coop is late putting it up, or if there's, hey, Coop, what happens when there's like a load error? Like earlier this week, I'm like, hey, people are complaining about the podcast and you had to resend it. What happened? Do you know?
Oh, in that case, the file was corrupted. So I had to re-upload it because it was exported wrong.
Well, how the hell did you export it wrong?
Yeah, my settings were off. Because we share a computer in here, so my settings were off. So this is
a... You know a damn thing about Vandalay Industries?
Come on, Coop.
Come on. Vandalay Industries is in the import-export business, right? Imports-exports, right? Wasn't that part of what Vandalay Industries did?
Of course.
Import. You got to learn how to export. So what corrupted the export?
Well, I don't know what settings were off, but this is a community room that I use.
Can you make sure that the settings are the same every day so like 150 people don't email me, hey, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast?
I mean, we have a bunch of podcast narcs. I mean, if it's like 11:01 and it's not up, hey, MJ, you know what Coop's doing. He's probably sitting there playing with himself.
Podcast stitches.
All right. First, though, before we do anything else, though, we've got to talk about...
Science.
Thank you.
Hey,
Coop, a little late there, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Was that corrupted as well?
Yeah. I'm just going to blame everything on corruption.
Was the export of...
Science!
Was that corrupted? That's why it was...
It's fixed now. I just fixed it.
That was a little better. Okay, we're going to talk about...
Science!
That's the timing I'm looking for there, pal. All right, Froggy, I asked you to give me a list of celebrity scientists. Now, folks... This is a celebrity scientist who has...
Scientist!
Thank you. This guy, I guess, has been in a previous little war with Steakums. I know this sounds like it's bizarre. I know it sounds like we're in a parallel universe here, but a well-known scientist in a fight with Steakums. Yes, the delicious waffle-thin little beefsteak, Philly cheesesteak component.
It's sliced ribeye. I mean, and Steakum makes a really good sandwich.
I don't know if it's sliced ribeye.
That's what it is. It's ribeye meat.
We used to have Steakums once a week. That was one of our, like our Friday night meal when I was a kid.
That was a staple.
You put them in a frying pan, some cheese and onions on it. That's really good.
All right, here's the deal. So how does a scientist get into a fight with Steakums? It's just bizarre. You're not on shrooms. You're not on acid right now. Yes, someone got into a fight with Steakums.
It's like Hot Pockets tweeting about quantum physics.
Over Twitter.
Yeah.
You eat Hot Pockets as well?
Yeah.
All right, Froggy, give me the list of celebrity scientists and let me see if the celebrity scientist that got into the fight with Steakums is on your list. Go ahead.
Well, if we're going to go with the PBS type scientist, we can go all the way back to Mr. Wizard, but I believe he's dead.
Okay. Not Mr. Wizard. Go ahead.
How about Beekman's World?
Nope.
No? Okay. How about the most famous scientist, Bill Nye, the science guy? Bill?
Good guess.
No, it is not. Dude, you're running out.
How about the guy with the mustache? I forget his name.
Who's that?
Describe him.
What does he look like?
Not Mike Tyson. No, is his name Mike Tyson? Does it seem as the boxer?
Oh, wait a sec. Describe him. What does he look like?
Tyson Fury. No, that's a boxer, too. What am I doing? Mustache.
Tattoo on his face.
Kind of like poofy hair. Nice looking man. Very smart.
Black eye?
Yes. Mike Tyson.
Yes!
What's his name?
It's not Mike Tyson. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, my gosh. Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's
your description described both Mike Tyson and Neil deGrasse ass Tyson.
Does Neil deGrasse have a face tattoo? I don't know.
It's Neil deGrasse Tyson. Is it a fight with Steakums? It's like, what the heck is going on here? I guess there was some kind of deal back in 2018. Their skirmish started in 2018. And Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted out something science related. And Steakums tweeted, who cares? That's awesome. Seriously. So they quote his tweet, some science tweet. It was a fun fact. It was like the 13 letters of 11 plus 2 when rearranged also spells 12 plus 1, all of which amounts to the number 13. Like kind of an anagrammy thing. And
yeah, who cares?
So wait a minute. So Steakums, on the official Steakums account, they take his tweet, they retweet it with a comment, who cares? That was 2018. And now the latest is that Neil deGrasse Tyson puts out another tweet Neil deGrasse Tyson puts out a tweet that says, the good thing about science is that it's true, whether or not you believe in it. And then Steakums retweeted that with the comment, log off, bro.
Oh, my God. Would they hire some surfer stoner?
Log off, bro.
Yeah, man.
What? Listen, dude, I'm going to take care of your social media.
No, but then it takes a twist. Right? Because it gets like a highbrow intellectual debate, and Steakums is coming after Neil deGrasse Tyson with all these, like, scientific theories.
What the heck is going on? It's crazy. Log off, bro.
Log
That's
off.
That's awesome, bro.
Oh, my God. I love
he's like the director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History in New York on Central Park West.
And they serve Steakums in the cafeteria.
I don't know if they do that.
In a little cafe.
Yeah, that's
next to the gift shop.
All right. Fester's all ticked off with the lotto win. The Powerball guy came forward. We'll get into that coming up in just a bit.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It is 7:23. It's Friday morning. Hello, everybody. And Fester still is aggravated that there was a massive Powerball winner at his Publix, where Fester typically buys his lottery tickets. Get to that in a second. First, Roxanne, you have a text from one of the podcast narcs, is that it?
Yes, an admitted podcast narc. He said, it's me. And if you don't have it up by 11, that means I have to pay attention to work. And I like to listen to the podcast in my earbuds, even during board meetings, because it's so boring.
All right, so the deal is that a few minutes ago we were talking about how the podcast is typically up by 11. And earlier this week it wasn't up, and I had a get a hold of Coop. I'm like, Coop, I'm getting flooded with email. Where's the podcast? Then Coop said that the file got corrupted, so he had to reload it. And I said, I get slammed. If the podcast is not up by 11 a.m., my email blows up. Or a lot of people have my cell number. I'll get texts from, where's the podcast? Anyway, so this guy said that he's one of the podcast narcs that blows up my email?
Yep, he's one of the tattletales, Coop. I've got his number right here.
You know what I do? I get a lot of emails from our old affiliates, St. Louis emails and Jacksonville emails that listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of listeners because, listen, we were top rated in St. Louis for 14 years. We were top rated in Jacksonville for, I think, maybe almost 10 years. I mean, a long time. And then multiple other markets. Yeah, a lot of the listeners from the other markets, they found that the MJ Morning Show is back, so they're listening to the podcast every day. All right, on to this Powerball story. And he's come forward. He's come forward to claim his prize. And this guy is the youngest Florida Powerball winner ever. 9 years old.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Amazing.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I mean, how bad is this? This is bad for such a young kid to have that much money.
Hold on. Why is it bad?
Young, irresponsible.
Listen, if he does things right, if he has the right management team, he should be okay.
I'm sure he has a management team.
The deal is a 23-year-old guy has come forward. He won the $235 million Powerball jackpot. This was the drawing from March 27th. So this is, I mean, he came forward pretty quickly. He came forward in less than a month. And we know who he is because Florida is not one of those states where you can remain anonymous. Now, if you can remain anonymous,
Do it. Oh
my God. Yes, Fester, you're correct.
Absolutely.
Do it. There are many states where you can remain anonymous. You don't have to reveal your name, your location, your city of residence, but Florida is not one of those states. In fact, I went to the Florida Lottery website. And I printed this out. Florida lottery winners cannot remain anonymous. Florida law mandates that the Florida lottery provide the winner's name, city of residence, game won, date won, and amount won to any third party who requests the information. However, Florida lottery winners' home addresses and telephone numbers are confidential. But these days, with all this crap online, if you have the name, in many cases, you can get the address.
He's already moved out of this house. He's not sitting in his house in Lando Lakes this morning.
How do you know that?
Because everybody would be in his front yard because they've looked him up.
All right, so you don't know that for a fact. You're just talking out of your fester ass.
What's his name
you don't
like?
Know. You just said he's out of his house. You don't know if he's out of his house.
All right, so Thomas, we're speculating he's probably out of his house. He's not sitting in his stucco brick-and-mortar house.
I'm not speculating that he's out of his house.
He might not be out of his...
Oh, Jesus.
I'm out of here.
He collectively is a show.
Right.
Do you think he's in his house right now? You think he's sitting in his 1,400-square-foot Land O'Lakes house thing? What am I going to do with 235 yards?
How do you know he's in a 1,400-square-foot Land O'Lakes house?
Taking a guess.
I'm taking a guess he's still in his house.
Me
he's
too.
Figuring out what badass house he's going to buy because he's still in his house because he's still going to go to school, he said. He's still going to go to medical school or business classes. He's undecided.
All right, well, here's the deal.
What an idiot.
Yeah, couldn't he
what?
Be
hold
like,
on, what do you...
Yeah, but seriously, couldn't he be like...
To college to make money to be a doctor, although you already have it, you dope.
I want the guy to call in. Don't call him a dope.
I'm going
to
start a skateboard company. I'm going to call it Bud's Boards. I'm going to start a weed company called Bud's Buds.
Dude, I would like Thomas...
I'm going to start a social network company called Bud's and Chicks.
Froggy, I would
he's
like...
A dope.
I would like him to call into the show.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure he's a really respectable
guy. You're ruining every... What if he's an MJ Morning Show fan?
I love that show, dude. I'm so rich. I'm going to buy the show, dude. I'm going to buy it.
That's not how he talks.
He's going to buy the show and fire Froggy. Well, we don't know what he sounds like because he just provided a written statement. We don't have... A lot of times, you know, you go to Tallahassee, they have the presentation with the big Powerball check or the Mega Millions check or the Florida Lottery check or whatever the deal is. But this dude came forward, $235 million jackpot, Thomas Yee. All right, Thomas, listen, if you're listening right now, would you please call us? Or if you know Thomas Yee, does anyone listening know Thomas Yee? Or if Thomas is listening, or a relative. Froggy, you're like, spoiled my whole
thing.
Come on, dude.
I didn't know you were going that route. Thomas, I'm proud.
I'd like to get a hold of Thomas. All right, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you are Thomas Yee, if you know Thomas Yee, the $235 million Powerball winner, give us a call right now. I'd like to talk to the guy. Congratulate him. Froggy, shut up. All right. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. So he won $235.4 million in the jackpot. He's elected, smartly so, to take the lump sum of $160,038,447.27. After matching all six numbers. So he said he was in disbelief and he gave this statement to the Florida Lottery. He told the Florida Lottery, the clerk at the counter instantly became excited and kept repeating that I had won the $235 million Powerball jackpot. I then knew that this would be life changing. And then he said that despite winning the money, he'd like to pursue higher education. He wants to go into the medical field or in some type of a business.
Ugh.
And this is where Fester is all aggravated because the kid, the 23-year-old young man, Thomas Yee, he won it at Fester's Publix near where Fester lives. And that's where Fester bought his Powerball tickets. And now Fester's like, it's ruined.
Listen, it's true.
Tell everyone why it's ruined.
All right, first of all, I'm happy for Thomas. Congratulations,
yeah.
Pal.
Yeah, unlike Froggy, who's berating the guy. Thomas, I love you, man.
But
I don't want any money from you, but good for you, Thomas.
Thomas can have a lot of dating options now.
Yeah,
guy ruined my Publix.
I wonder if he got a whole lot more attractive.
He ruined my whole hometown of Lutz.
Mets yeah. and Lando Lakes.
All right, hold on.
There's never two Powerball winners from the same Hamlet.
Hamlet?
The same little village.
Hamlet?
There'll never be two winners from Lando Lakes. There'll never be two winners from Luke's. My Publix is ruined.
All right,
burn it down. Build anew. Don't burn it down.
Hold on. I was going to say, Fester's going to expand on his theory, but I think...
I got more!
Fester's right on the mic, but it sounds like he's in the next county. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show, Q105, back in a minute. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. I know it's not $235 million of Powerball jackpot winnings, but in 23 minutes, you have a chance to win $500. With the MJ Money Machine. So stand by. 8 o'clock, we'll give you the new word, and then we'll give you the text line. You just text the word to the text line, and bam, you're in the running for $500 cash. Spend 5 seconds texting the word, and 5 seconds worth of work for $500. I think that's a good deal. I think that's a good ROI. I think that's a good return on investment. And that'll happen again 8 o'clock in minutes, so 22 minutes from right now. Then it'll happen at 10 right after the show. Then noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. It's the MJ Money Machine here on Q105. You know, Froggy, I'm betting that Thomas Yee, the $235 million Powerball winner that came forward yesterday from Lando Lakes, what if he was like... getting ready to call it. What if he had his cell phone in his hand and he was dialing our number at 800-990-1047 and then you call him a dope?
That was really stupid of me to do that.
Why would you
call, and I apologize.
Why can you refresh my memory on why? What did you say and why?
Well, he was concerned about the age of this individual, Thomas Yee being 23 years old.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, he's probably irresponsible. He's probably going to buy a Bud factory or something. Yeah.
Now Froggy says, oh my God.
This just hit me over to the commercial break.
I can get Thomas Yee, the Powerball winner from Lutz, to invest in his Froggy Industries with such great products such as...
I'll put a scrush on you.
Yeah, Froggy's scrush brush, which is the hairbrush that turns into a back scratcher. You brush your hair, then you grab the handles, pull out the extension rod or car antenna, which was duct taped to the prototype handle, and then you can scratch your back with it. That's the scrush brush. And then, of course, the Staring Karen doll...
I need to talk to him about this.
Karen,
right here.
She's always staring at you.
Because I need to order 500 Staring Karen dolls at $10 a piece. Does everybody know how much money that is?
A lot.
That's why I need MJ or my new angel investor. What's his name, bud?
Thomas Yee. Yeah. From Land O'Lakes.
Do you want to keep on making a lot of money, Yee?
23 years old and $235 million winner. He's going to take the lump sum of a little over $160 million. That's what he's going to pocket. So after the taxes are taken out, he walks away in the clear with so he still has to pay taxes on that.
Right.
It's going to be like $100 million.
Yeah, so what happens here is he took the lump sum of $160 million off of the $235, so then he's still going to have to pay federal taxes on that. So you got to look at, 35%. What's 35% off of 160?
52 grand?
So, 53 grand?
$100 million.
Yeah, so he's still going to end up with probably around $100 million. Hopefully this dude got a hold of a wealth management, a financial planner. Hopefully he's got a tax lawyer, a tax accountant to figure it all out, to figure what he's going to do.
I think every one of us in this room has something to offer Thomas Yee from Froggy's Investment Opportunities. MJ, you have connections with that guy who won the lottery, who could give him some advice.
Oh, Steve White, my buddy down in Sarasota. Yeah.
Faster can sell him an RV if he wants to get off the grid. I can help him find,
The guy is 23 years old. Listen to this. Oh, Froggy, what'd you say?
She was mid-sentence and
Hold on. Did you say that Fester can help him get off the grid?
No.
Yes, he wants to.
What did you just say?
That's exactly what I said, in an RV.
Froggy has an investment opportunity for him. I could always help him find the luxurious recreational vehicle of his dreams.
Right, Thomas Yee, if you want to hit the road in a luxury RV, what's the most expensive RV that you can get him?
Like the American Dream or the American Eagle?
Yeah, how much?
Yeah, like me. $650
Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
Ish. Does that thing float?
I want you to listen
for about
this.
The first 25 feet. Yeah.
I want you to listen to this and tell me what pops into your head. Thomas Yee is 23 years old. 23. What pops into anybody's head right now?
Coop.
Yes. Coop, our producer, is
23.
I don't have a chance to think about
Coop, you're 23 years old.
If he's like any 23-year-old, he's already booked a trip to Vegas.
What?
Trust me. He's going to Vegas. He's going to Vegas. Or he's investing in Dogecoin. It's one of the two.
I wonder if he's still at home with his parents, though. I wonder if he, at 23, there's probably a good chance he still lives at home with mom and dad.
Could you imagine? Make your bed, honey. And he's just like, I'm shut the $500 in. Leave me alone, Mom.
Shut the $500. What'd you say?
You know what? You take this $1,000 bill and shut your face, Mom.
Shut the
just throw money at your parents all day.
All right, so there's two things.
Hey, Bob, you make my bed. Here's $100.
All right, fine, I will.
Actually, good idea.
I mean, I'm looking at Coop right now, and Coop is pretty responsible. He does a pretty good job as our producer on the show. You do an excellent job.
Thank you.
Could you handle walking away with a $235 million Powerball win, $160 million lump sum? What would happen?
I would probably spend all of it within the year. I would pay off my student loans first, right?
Coop, how much is your student loans? It's an insignificant amount of money when you're dealing with $100 million.
Exactly.
All right, how much are your student loans? What is your debt right now? How much?
I would say about 30 G's.
Dude, yeah, that's toothpick at the front register at the diner money. I mean, that's free mint in the jar money.
I wouldn't trust myself. I would book trips. I would, I'd buy a lot of dumb stuff. Oh, a PS5. I'd get a PS5.
$100 million. I'll get a PS5.
My social media blew up last night. The Bobcat video. Have you seen the Bobcat attack?
Amazing.
This is crazy. Bobcat attack. We'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. So stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is. It's like Ned Flanders in the beginning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, that is the Bobcat Attack husband who goes from Ned Flanders.
Good morning.
To, what do you call him, Fester?
He was from Ned Flanders to ninja.
In 2 seconds.
Flat. Seriously, this guy was ready to go.
Oh my God. This thing has gone viral yesterday. It already has, by like midnight last night, it got posted yesterday, and by midnight, it already had like over 3 million views on like one platform. It's all over the place. Now, we don't know where this happened. I've looked high and low. Has anyone come up with a geographical location of where this happened? It looks like it's just some suburban neighborhood. It looks like a nice, good middle to upper middle class neighborhood. Nice houses, just a typical American suburban neighborhood.
Flat.
So it's a little cool this day because he's wearing a coat and shorts.
Right. All right. So he's wearing a jacket, but he has shorts on.
That's exactly how I dress in cold weather around here.
This is the MJ Morning Show. You're listening to Q105. And as I said,
good morning.
Good morning. That's Ned Flanders right there. But then a bobcat attacks his wife in the driveway. The video is insane. The audio is crazy. We've got it all for you. The video's up on our website at mjmorningshow.com. It's, it's in the MJ Drivel section?
Up on the Drivel, yeah.
Okay, it's up on the Drivel. So, at mjmorningshow.com, that's mjmorningshow.com. Here's the deal. Guy walks out to his car. This is, first thing in the morning. Walks out to his car. And you see him. He's holding like a plastic Tupperware container. It's almost like he's got like brownies or a cake inside like a clear plastic Tupperware style. Is that a cake or brownies?
It's a Tupperware cake tray. You know, it has a little the lid portion. You put cupcakes or brownies in there.
He's holding that in his hand. And then he has a little a coffee cup. He puts that on the hood of the vehicle. Is that like a Ford Explorer or Expedition?
Yeah, it might be.
It kind of looks like a Ford Expedition or an Explorer. Anyway, so he's holding the cake or the brownies. He puts the coffee cup on the hood, and then he sees a woman go by on the sidewalk in front of his house, and that's where he says,
good morning.
And then that's when all hell breaks loose. His wife then screams. You hear a wild, like, wow, you hear this wild noise. It's like, my God, what is that? Apparently, this bobcat, which the speculation is, the bobcat was rabid. And the bobcat was underneath one of the vehicles. So this guy's walking out to his vehicle. I'm about to get to that, Froggy. Froggy just saw what happens in the video. I'm about to describe this. So he's on the left side of the driver's side of his vehicle. His wife walks out from the garage and goes in between the two vehicles, his car and her car. And then that's when you hear this crazy, like, animalistic scream. And then she starts screaming. Listen.
Good morning.
All right, that's him saying good morning to the person walking by.
I need to wash my car.
And then he's like talking, I need to wash my car. So he's got the camera with the microphone. He's picking up the audio and everything. He's got a home surveillance camera above the garage. Do you hear that?
Oh my God.
And then she's yelling. This is folks, it's unbelievable. Right, here it is again.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
What was it, under the car?
The bobcat is under the car.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
The bobcat.
Goldthwait?
It's bobcat.
I got your wife.
Do that again.
How does bobcat go like, wow. Come here, I got your wife. Why does a bobcat Goldthwait has my wife?
Right, this guy goes from
good morning
to
oh, shoot that f***.
He should have choked that thing out.
4 seconds. Right. This guy's ready to throw down.
So the bobcat in between the car. Let me fill in the visual blanks here. Until you can see the video for yourselves, let me fill in the visual blanks. She's walking in between the two vehicles in the driveway. The bobcat comes out from underneath the car. You hear the crazy, like a wind-up attack noise. The bobcat then grabs onto her butt. The bobcat then grabs onto her rear end, like clamps on like a vice grip. Then the husband runs around, grabs the bobcat off of his wife's butt, And then he's holding the bobcat out, like outstretched with his arms, and then he chucks it like 10 or 15 feet across the yard. It lands on the grass. Can you believe that there are people online that are busting this guy and calling him an animal abuser?
What?
People are saying he didn't have to throw the bobcat.
He's a survivalist.
No, you did have to throw the bobcat.
He's lucky he didn't kill that thing. If he's lucky he didn't attack his kid. Wasn't there a kid?
Oh, that's the bobcat!
My brownies!
What, are you supposed to gently set it down?
I would have choked that thing out, probably. The way he had it, he was holding it out like a, you know, a baby that just did an accident in his diaper, you know? He's like, walking away with it. I would have choked it out right there, because when you throw it down, it's going to come back.
And it did. So he throws the bobcat onto the ground, and literally people are complaining online. He didn't have to throw the bobcat.
My,
no,
please.
He did.
Oh, that's the bobcat!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. I need to wash my car.
I mean, that is insanity. He throws the bobcat and people are aggravated. People are like,
poor bobcat.
That's cruelty to animals. I'm gonna call animal services. I'm gonna file a complaint. There are people online that are angry at this guy for grabbing the bobcat and throwing it. He did the exact right thing. Then the bobcat, once he threw the bobcat onto the lawn, the bobcat comes right back and goes underneath the car.
Oh no, he should have cuddled it and let it nuzzle his face.
Oh,
the bobcat's like, I can't believe he didn't choke me out. I'm going to attack him again.
Let me hear Bobcat Goldthwait again.
Look, I got your wife. Police Academy. What's the parodies?
The video is amazing. I'm sure it's going to come out sometime today where this was. I did a search last night. We've been looking this morning to find out like where this actually occurred. Hey, check and see if this guy was on like Good Morning America or the Today Show today. Because that's the kind of thing they'd get him on an interview on a satellite or something.
Or interview the bobcat. That would be a good get.
Yeah, that's unbelievable video. You gotta see it. The video's up at mjmorningshow.com right now. mjmorningshow.com. I still can't get over the people are like, that's animal cruelty. But he didn't have to throw the bobcat. Yes, he did.
Yeah, that bobcat was, all he wanted to do was rip faces off. Like, rip faces off now. That's all he's thinking.
Unbelievable.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Oh, man. I got to catch my breath. Do you know, Roxanne, do you know where I just went?
I was guessing that you went to the restroom.
No. Listen, that John Cafferty song is one of my favorites because it's 2 minutes and 35 seconds. back to the MJ Morning Show faster. So I just ran down to the car.
Oh, that was a quick run.
It can be done. Ladies and gentlemen, I got here about 5:30 this morning. I just realized at 8:05, 8:07, that I didn't have my cell phone in the studio.
Again? You've done that twice now.
I went for almost 3 hours without going for, looking for, on my cell phone. It can be done.
Wow.
We can put these devices down.
No. Look how quickly you ran to your car when you realized it, though.
No, because there's something on there that I want for the show. So I'm like, because I was thinking about, all right, I got to do this. It's on my cell phone. And then I'm like, oh, where's my cell phone? I'm like, geez.
How refreshing.
I just realized that my cell phone's been in the car since 5:30 this morning down in the parking lot. And I feel so proud of myself that I wasn't like a phone slave for the last 3 hours looking at our phones every 2 seconds. All right, moving along here. The Roxanne Retaliatory Rap. I'm ready to roll on this, folks. Roxanne retaliating against Fester because Roxanne got her first Pfizer jab on Monday. And then the next day, we're like, hey, let's see your injection site to see, because I wanted verification that, she got the shot. And Fester then comments, oh, it looks like a chocolate chip factory exploded on your arm because she's freckly and... I mean, there's nothing wrong with your arm. Your arm and your shoulder looks 100% natural to me.
Except for the non-injection hole.
But of course, Fester is the most critical individual. Fester is the most obnoxiously critical human being in human history.
He really is. He's very self-deprecating, but also extraordinarily critical. And he'll fester out or figure out whatever the word is, your deepest flaws and insecurities.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't know you were adverse to chocolate chips so much.
This really got under your skin.
Yes.
It got under your skin like the Pfizer vaccine. All right. So, well, that was, I guess, intramuscular, right? Not subcutaneous. All right. So here's the deal. Fester makes an obnoxious comment.
One quippy comment.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a chocolate chip factory exploded on your arm. So Roxanne decides to retaliate via a rap.
And I also have to say, this is an extremely critical room. I know you guys are going to make fun of my delivery.
No. You don't get to set it up.
Oh,
if you're coming if you're coming at me, just play it. Let it speak for itself. No disclaimers.
All right,
disclaimers.
Does it start with vocal or is it a little music intro?
A slight music intro. Let me just say this. So you know what you're listening for.
Okay.
It's me mocking Fester's voice, actually channeling Fester, channeling Shaquille O'Neal in part one. Part two is exactly what you expect from a Roxanne rap. Whispery baby voice, trying to channel LL Cool J and I Need Love. And then it's my mean mom thug voice, guttural and psycho, but also empowering.
At least you're not over-explaining.
I have no idea what the hell you just said, but
if that's any indication, I am pumped.
If any of our listeners just had a car accident, I'm jealous of you.
Come see the psycho side of Roxanne.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Roxanne retaliatory rap for Fester.
Chatting on air with the boys the other day, Fester lifts up my sleeve and says, "What the hey? Girl, you got brown dots all over your arm. You've been rolling in mud at a pig farm." Then he says, "Snap, I know what went awry. A chocolate chip factory explosion. Did you almost die from the chocolate chip shrapnel that coated your limb?" I said, "Fester, shut up. You are so dim. All the PC crowd is coming after you." He says, "What's up? What did I do?" Well, it ain't cool to talk about skin tone. And that's why I'm here, to pick that bone. You see, back in the 90s, I made mistakes. Boats, bikinis, jet skis, lakes, baby oil, iodine, my potion in a cup. I wanted to be tan, so I oiled up. I'm a cautionary tale with trail dust. Learn from me. Sunscreen is a must. But let's talk about what's really going on. Fester's food obsession is coming on strong. He sees the world through a food-colored lens. He wants to eat my arm, but he thinks we're friends. His chocolate chip comment didn't mean to be rude. Just reflection and projection of his hangry mood. He's a cartoon character whose friends turn into food. If he's salivating, watch out, dude. Just always remember when he's staring at you, all he sees is a big plate of gobble goo.
In your... face!
Hit your fat face, Fester. All right.
Is it gabagoo or gabagool?
Well, I have so much I've got to say.
Folks, I have surprisingly little.
All right, hold on to that thought. I've got so much I got to say coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Chatting on air with the boys the other day, Fester lifts up my sleeve and says, "What the hey? Girl, you got brown dots all over your arm. You've been rolling in mud at a pig farm." Then he says, "Snap,
I know what went awry. A chocolate chip factory explosion. Did you almost die?
Yeah, that lyric didn't quite fit there. That was a little rushed.
Who did your limb? I said, Fester, shut up. You are so dim.
Man, your voice, you're right. You go from like a rapper, you know, with a heavy rap sound to like this, like little suburban mom and your little squeaky voice. And
it was by design.
You had a
range.
You had range. Absolutely. All right. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And if you missed, that was just an excerpt. Last segment, we played the entire 1:57 long rap retaliation from Roxanne aimed at Fester because of, well, Fester's just an obnoxious comment machine. I mean, really, you just walk around, you just constantly make obnoxious, biting, nasty comments.
Nonstop.
You know, and, you know, you say things.
It's my
and
gift.
You hurt people's feelings, and it's like you're oblivious to that fact. And Roxanne, you commented that her arm with freckles and some birthmarks, and it looked like a chocolate chip factory exploded on her arm.
Great line.
And, then Roxanne has retaliated with the rap. Roxanne, I thought you did a nice job. And yeah, the range from you sounding like a professional rapper, you know.
Mm-hmm. A little attitude, a little thug.
In the mode.
Are the reviews coming in? I mean, are people just like, is this the new hit?
You know, first of all, none of you guys are delivering my line right. Because, MJ, you were looking at the arm for the injection site of her COVID-19 vaccine. I was like, you're never going to find it, MJ, because it looks like she got too close to a chocolate chip factory explosion. Right.
So that's just hit her arm.
That's what happened. On Monday, Roxanne got the first Pfizer vaccine. Tuesday morning, we're like, hey, let's see the injection site. And I was looking for the little prick on your arm.
And meanwhile, the little prick was sitting next to her. It was me. It was this guy making jokes about chocolate chips.
And Fester said, what again?
MJ, you're not going to find the injection site. You can't see it. It looks like she got too close to a chocolate chip factory explosion with that arm.
Yes, and you said it like in a bitchy girl voice. You're like, there's a lot going on here.
I didn't even get to address sunspots or liver spots that she has on her arm. I just made one quip about chocolate chips, and I get a song written after me.
All right, Coop, our producer, wants to weigh in on the rap. Coop?
Fester, you got serves, boy!
Your face!
You got serves.
Sure, Roxy, dude. Is this the beginning of more and more hits like that?
Well, I mean,
Grizzle
Records wants to sign me.
I don't want to make that one and done, okay?
We just can't.
Yeah, you can't make that one and done.
I was feeling myself towards the end of it. I was like, okay, I can do this rap thing.
I don't want to know about what you do in your personal time, in the studio. I mean,
Fester,
you know.
A rebuttal, response, anything? You just got smashed, even though the song was 98% about Roxanne. There was 2% of it where she ripped on you.
I mean, Roxanne did take a substantial amount of real estate on that song and talk about her poor skin choices of the 90s, which confused me
first. Which is odd in a diss record, but
I mean, but okay.
You gained sympathy.
At the end of the day, I'm flattered, I think, to be the subject of this song.
Usually in a diss record, you concentrate on the dissee, which would be Fester, not yourself.
Well, boys, what do we learn from this?
You can't rap.
I honestly, God, don't know what we've learned from it.
You make me cough.
You're not the only funny ones in the room. I just happen to not be funny until 25 minutes after the show.
When's your next appointment?
Hold on. Did you just say that you're not funny until 25 minutes after the show?
Let me rephrase. I'm really funny 25 minutes after the show.
That's not good for job security. I gotta be honest.
She gets in the car and she just starts flinging jokes.
I'm the funniest when I'm driving home in my car by myself.
Dude, so am I.
Actually, Roxanne, I thought you did a very nice job.
Roxanne. Big, big round of applause for Roxanne, everybody.
Round of applause.
Fester
and Roxanne, when's your follow-up appointment? Because maybe you could do a follow-up after that appointment. So when is it?
I got my fake second vax shot after I didn't get my first.
No, but when is it? When is your second one?
I don't know. It's what you tell me.
No, mine's Monday. When's yours?
I don't know. Do the math.
By the way, guys, I do believe that Roxanne got the Pfizer shot on Monday.
Good. You're the only one.
So do I not.
Let's put it this way. I
Trust
you me. You got confirmation?
I have no doubts that you got. Let me just put it that way.
Good.
I don't want to breach any trust or confidentiality.
This is really the most awkward exchange ever.
I do not doubt that Roxanne got the first Pfizer jab on Monday. Okay.
Good.
Why do people think that they can hand a clerk a $1 million bill and have the transaction go through like nothing happened?
That's what the new guy who won the the lottery's going to do.
It's Thomas Yee. Yeah. He's walking around town handing out millions of dollar bills.
Also, I want to give you a number. I said I had a little quiz coming up. 4,153.
Hold on. 4,000. What was it? 4,100?
4,153. Don't look at anything.
I'm trying to think. I'm writing it down.
Coop's annual salary?
Yes. No, that's too high.
Semi-annual.
Here's the number. 4,153.
Okay.
What is the significance of that number? 4,153. I will explain coming up. Also, oh, yikes. Another cell phone shoved up you know where. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
This cell phone sounds like crap.
Yeah, that's a very good observation. Gotta yank that thing out. Hang on. We got a loaded segment coming up next. MJ Morning Show Q105.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I love this video.
Oh, shoot that.
Oh, my God. That is just un...
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
Yeah. The video of the bobcat attack where the bobcat grabs onto the wife's butt and the husband grabs it and chucks it across the yard. The video is up on MJMorningShow.com. We talked about that, I don't know, about 45 minutes ago. Unbelievable. MJMorningShow.com. All right, I want to go to phones here. Do you guys have any guesses on the 4,153?
I mean, there's no context to put it in. I mean,
it could be anything.
The number of gumballs in the candy machine.
Another hint?
No. Let me just...
The amount of miles it takes to drive to Vancouver. I have no idea.
I'll tell you what. Let's see if any listeners want to guess. What is the significance of the number 4,153? I'll take a couple of guesses. Folks, what is the significance of the number 4,153?
The combined weight of all my relatives at the last family gathering.
You wish they're that light.
800-990-1047.
There's only seven of us.
I don't care if I get some bizarre, esoteric, way out there, ridiculous guesses. There's no wrong. Well, there is a wrong answer, but
answer but the right answer is a wrong answer.
You're right, but I'm looking for some entertainment here as well. All right. What is the number 4,153? Why is that significant, at least right now? If you want to guess, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Hey, put your creativity to work. What do you think it could possibly represent?
Your frequent flyer mileage balance.
Well, that's not going to get me jack then. I hope my frequent flyer balance is not that low. That would suck.
It's as good a guess as anything else. Yeah.
By the way, I just got a JetBlue card because, you know, Julian's flying JetBlue because he's up in Connecticut and it's pretty convenient. So I got a JetBlue credit card and I'm getting 40,000 bonus miles.
Wow.
I had to spend like $1,000 inside of like, I think 3 months or something. Spend $1,000 and get 40,000 bonus miles. Oh, look at the phones on
that's
this thing.
That's winning, baby.
All right, man, I teased a lot of stuff. All right, we got the cell phone up, the butt story we got to get to, a new one. I've got the $1 million bill morons out of Tennessee. Let me deal with this first, though. Let's go to phones and Noah. Oh, this is great. Noah is 11 years old in Indian Rocks. Hey, Noah, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Well, Noah, thank you so much for being an 11-year-old listener to the MJ Morning Show. You don't remember the first MJ Morning Show, do you?
No, but my mom does. We listen to the MJ Morning Show on the way to school each day.
That's awesome. Love it. Fantastic. Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess what 4,153 is?
Yes. That's why I called. I think that it could represent the number of callers in the past month.
Ooh, that's a good guess. I think you're on the low side. I think it's more like 12,572. But, Noah, excellent guess, Noah. And I want to thank you for calling in. And thanks for listening every morning with Mom, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Noah.
What's Mom's name, Noah? Hmm? What's your mom's name?
Her name is Bella.
Bella?
Ooh, how's she looking?
Oh, that's all. What is
it? B-E-L-L-A. Yeah.
Oh, Della or Bella?
Della with the D.
Gotcha, very cool. Della. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Thank you, Noah. Appreciate it. Not a correct guess, but still, love that kid. Let's grab April, Palm Harbor. April, what's 4,153?
I think it's your ice cream maker that you make that gorgeous ice cream in every week.
You think it, what does the number mean, though?
How much it costs?
The cost.
Oh, the cost.
The cost of the actual machine. I think it's probably a really good high-end machine and quality, and you have to pay for quality.
So, obviously, April, you follow my Instagram feed?
Yes, I saw that chocolate ice cream. It looked amazing.
Let me tell you right now, the chocolate ice cream that I made last weekend is, Michelle, she's already gone through like a half gallon already. It is.
Oh, I don't blame her.
Yeah, the chocolate ice cream that I made is fantastic. By the way, if you want to see all kinds of crap in my life, including me making ice cream and you never know, follow my Instagram, folks. Follow my Instagram at Certified Todd Schnitt. So my real name's Todd Schnitt. MJ is Todd Schnitt. I think most people know that. But follow me on Instagram at Certified Todd Schnitt and see the chocolate ice cream she's talking about. April, that is incorrect, but a good guess. By the way, the ice cream machine retails for $11.99.
Oh, okay.
$11
so,
for that?
Yeah, so
nice.
with Price is Right rules, you would have been over.
Okay, I gotcha.
Hey, thanks for guessing, though. Good guess. Let's grab Bob in Dade City. 4,153. What does that number represent?
I believe it is the number of licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop.
That's great. incorrect, but great guess. See, I told you this was going to be good. Even the wrong guesses are great.
The text messages are blowing up, too.
All right. One more call, then I got to do the reveal. Ryan is in Tampa. Ryan, what is 4,153?
I believe it is the average number that one out of will live to be 100 years old or greater. So one out of every 4,000 humans will live to be 100 or greater.
Oh, my gosh. That is it?
That is a good guess, but
that is a terrible guess.
Is it really it?
No, it's not.
No, couldn't be more wrong.
No, the froggy's yanking your chain. But no, that's a good guess. Are you ready for the
movie? I have a guess.
The best, I want to hear froggies, but yes. The best text guess is something.
What do you think it is?
It's something. Okay.
How many listeners tuned out during Roxanne's song?
That's interesting.
Roxanne.
Well, I have another guess. It's even more self-deprecating than that.
What is it?
A number of freckles on my body.
That's great.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not her whole body, just her upper half.
That's somewhat close. This is it. The average woman, according to calculations and a new survey, the average woman pops 4,153 pimples in her lifetime.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
What's the number for men?
I don't have men number.
What is this article trying to do? Just spin us, paint us as pimple poppers?
Conducted by one poll on behalf of Truly Beauty, a beauty company, I guess. That's the average. They took the average woman pops 65 pimples a year. So if you take the average of 65 pimples popped a year and then you multiply that times the average lifespan of a U.S. female, that's how they get the 4,153.
Oh, no, man. That's way low. That's way low.
Think so?
No. Are you talking about pimples on themselves or pimples on other people?
And then women also say they have at least one scar from popping a pimple. You're not supposed to do that. So, all right, the $1 million bill, what a nut. The cell phone story in the Where the Sun Don't Shine, we'll get to that coming up in just a bit.
You asked me to remind you about kids snoring?
Oh, yeah, a kid snoring, absolutely. Thanks for writing that down. We'll get to that also coming up in just a bit here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show, and you're listening to Q105. Hey, folks, MJ here along with Froggy and Fester and Roxanne. And, aw, how cute is that other picture on my Instagram feed?
It's so cute. Isn't it looks like you guys are doing a glamour shot.
So cute. That nice. So the caller, when I was asking about the 4,153, a caller said, is that the cost of your ice cream machine? And clearly she followed me on my Instagram feed. And I think my Instagram feed is pretty interesting. You never know what you're going to get. Plus, you know, I do a good number of Instagram live videos wherever I am or I got something to say. I'll just do a live video. So you'll get a notification. You can just watch me live or see the video. And I typically, all my Instagram lives, I typically go ahead and I post those onto my Instagram feed. So she was commenting on my chocolate ice cream, and she was like, is that the price of the ice cream machine? I bought an ice cream machine. The cost of the machine is like $1,200 on Amazon, and you know, it fluctuates. Sometimes I've seen it as low as like $1,050 on Amazon because the pricing is on some kind of an algorithm. It goes up and down. But we're making unbelievable ice cream at the house, and I made chocolate for Michelle last weekend, and she, like, every time I turn around, she's got a bowl of my ice cream.
Gosh.
So I got to make another batch this weekend.
How about you bring some in to your friends here, huh? I mean, you brag about it so much. How about you give us a taste?
Well, on top of the video of the chocolate, there's a video of me making the chocolate ice cream. That's on my Instagram feed, which is at Certified Todd Schnitt. So I encourage everyone listening to give me a follow at Certified Todd Schnitt. We also have at MJ Morning Show on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm at Todd Schnitt, just my name on Twitter. On Instagram, you got to add certified before Todd Schnitt. And of course, for those that don't know, Todd Schnitt is my real name, but I've been using MJ since 1986. All right, so there's another image, and her mentioning seeing my chocolate ice cream on Instagram, it reminded me, you know, I probably should bring this up. I took a picture with Gatsby lying on my chest. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to snap a selfie. And Chloe was amazed. My daughter Chloe, she's like, oh my God, hell has frozen over. Dad took a selfie. You know, because, you know, I'm yelling at the kids all the time, especially Chloe. It's like, my God, will you stop taking pictures of yourself? Stop. I mean, the kids these days, the teenagers these days, it's nonstop. That and Kim Kardashian. I mean, the selfies are non-freaking stop.
I was in the supermarket the other day, and there was probably 13 or 14 years old, and the mother's shopping, and the kid's pushing the cart, and they're like smiling into the phone, yeah, throwing up peace signs.
Doing the duck lips. Oh, mm-hmm. God, I hate that.
But it's so funny because as soon as the camera's off, their face goes back to, like, you know,
Normal. Yeah.
You know what's funny about this photo is I've never seen that expression. I've never seen you make that expression. Gatsby brings out a whole new side to you.
Hold on. What is the expression you're seeing in the photo?
I just love.
Oh, you think there's a love photo? Yes.
I commented actually with my thoughts.
I plopped down on the couch. This was after I finished my Schnitt show. I plopped down on the couch for just a quick little break. You know, 7 hours of original broadcasting a day. You know, I was a little tired. So I lied down on the couch before I took the dogs for the 2 mile nightly walk. And then Gatsby then jumps right up. And then he's lying across my shoulder with his head like buried like under my chin. And it's an adorable photo. I put it up, and then my comment section, people were emailing me, and do you mind? One lady said, can I make this my wallpaper? I'm like, what?
Oh, that's God.
That's creepy, right, ma'am.
That is a little creepy. All right, so if you want to, Coop, are you putting this also up on our website?
It's up already. You can see it now.
All right, so it's also, Coop put the image up at MJMorningShow.com, our website, MJMorningShow.com. So take a look at that.
Say, people love the picture so much because you see my comments?
I think, listen, you get to see a little different side of me at home, and Roxanne just...
I picked up on that.
Roxanne just picked up on it. So.
Well, my only thing is your dog needs some serious training, and that's what I commented, because that is unacceptable.
Why is it unacceptable?
It's on top of your couch and your shoulder, totally dominating you. Your dog's out of control. Your dog's run the house.
Gatsby is at complete peace. He's in bliss. Gatsby, of course, is a three-year-old. Next month. Yeah, like Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Gatsby's going to be 3 years old. Unbelievable.
And you notice your dogs walk you for 2 hours or 2 miles a day.
They do. All right, give me a follow on my Instagram and take a look at the picture. My personal Instagram, and you never know what you're going to see. I'm at Certified Todd Schnitt on Instagram, so give me a follow. All right. Why would anybody think that they could pass a $1 million bill?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Or do those exist or no?
So the largest bill in circulation right now is 100.
Is 100. They did make a $500 bill. They did make a $1,000 bill.
Right. They made a $5,000, $10,000, and there was a $100,000.
There was. Was Chase on the $100,000 bill?
No. It's Woodrow Wilson.
Was it?
But Chase is on a $10,000.
Is it Chase on the $10,000?
Yeah.
Anyway, this lady goes into a Dollar General store in Tennessee, around Knoxville, and this lady tries to pay for her items with a $1 million bill that she claims she got from a church.
It had Usher's face on it, so that was a clue that it wasn't real, too. Yeah.
Oh, we got to do a follow-up on the Usher thing as well. But this lady, Amanda McCormick, tried to pay with a $1 million bill. She tried to buy several gift cards at a Dollar General store.
That's a lot of Dollar General gift cards.
Yeah. So let's say you buy $100 in Dollar General gift cards, and you give them a $1 million bill.
Right.
How do you make change? Sure. Here's $999,900 change. Thank you for shopping, Dollar General.
I'm going to have to go to the back safe, ma'am, and get some extra money.
What the heck?
That's ridiculous.
You got to be kidding me. Anyway, she was not arrested. The bill was confiscated by police.
Not arrested? What?
She was not arrested. Technically, it's fraud by false pretenses, but they were not arrested. It was this woman, and she had a friend with her. The bill was confiscated, and a verbal no trespass warning was issued. So Dollar General said, we don't want her back in the store. $1 million bill.
Isn't that passing fake money? Isn't that highly illegal?
I think so. And then we got to get into the cell phone up the butt story.
You know, can't wait.
These pop up, and they get extracted. Seems like a couple times a year you've got the cell phone in the butt story.
Hey, what goes in has to come out.
Didn't you do a crank call when you had on it, or was that a beeper?
I did. No, I had beeper up the butt.
Oh, you know, that's a real butt dial.
Should I dig that up next?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on a minute. I'll tell you what. That, and if your kids are snoring, got a warning sign coming up.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It's 9:08, and that means in 52 minutes, another word for the MJ Money Machine. So listen at 10 o'clock, next chance to win $500. And we'll give you a new word. We'll give you the text line again. You send the word to the text line. You can win $500 cash. Simple as that. All right, quickly, just cleaning up the Usher story. There was a story, earlier in the week that Usher went to a Las Vegas strip club?
And a stripper there reported that he paid, or at least his people paid her in Usher bills, which, of course, are not real U.S. currency.
Well, I don't know if paying her, I'm thinking like the tips sticking the money in like a garter belt, for instance, at a strip club. And Usher apparently has denominations that look like real U.S. currency, but instead of having a president on the bill, it's his picture. Usher is apparently outed for giving strippers fake money at a Las Vegas strip club with his image on it.
All right, hold on here.
Is it like funny money?
Let's defend Usher here. He has come out with a very adamant statement about this whole situation.
Yeah, but the Usher bucks, you can't spend the Usher bucks.
Right. It's in Vegas.
Right.
He's starting a residency in Vegas. He's going to be there for a while.
Right.
So for promotional material.
All right, so let's hand out money to strippers they can't spend?
No.
Did they get real tips?
Usher spent thousands of dollars there. The nightclub even came out and said, we would love to have this guy at our place again. He spent a ton of cash tipping people and buying bottle service. Right, but a couple of his guys left promotional Usher dollars laying around.
Some of the stories out there were that he paid the strippers in funny money and Usher money, and that it wasn't worth anything.
The fake money was not intended to be compensation for services rendered.
All right. Yeah. In the house with Funny Money.
Usher.
Yeah, all right. All right, so that's the Usher story. All right, moving along. The cell phone up the butt story.
It's a great title.
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't know how to say it any differently.
You just told the whole story right there.
But listen to the details. An inmate was being held on a whole bunch of charges. This is down in Miami-Dade. He was being held for a pretrial detention situation. He is now facing an escape charge, according to Channel 10 down in Miami. He tried to escape from the Jackson Memorial Hospital, which that place can be a zoo. My brother did a residency there. And, man, he was telling me about Jackson Memorial, like on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Holy crap. So this dude is being held at the Miami-Dade facility for pretrial detention. But I guess they had to bring him to Jackson Memorial Hospital for something. According to the arrest report, Israel Granda, 32, taken to the hospital Wednesday after a cell phone incident and was given medication to try to move the cell phone. What was the cell phone incident? Apparently, he took his cell phone and he put it up there. Now, I'm looking at my Pixel 4 XL. I don't know how this is going where the sun don't shine. I don't know if he had a little, like a cheap flip phone or something.
It had to have been a flip phone, just ergonomics.
Was it maybe an Apple Watch?
Or it might have been that little tiny phone that Will Ferrell had on Saturday Night Live that time. Remember that little bitty phone years ago? Yeah. So he's taken to the hospital. I guess the cell phone incident happened at the detention center. A deputy takes him to Jackson Memorial Hospital to have the cell phone extricated, or they gave him medication to stimulate a movement to get the cell phone out. And cops said that he had to use the bathroom in his hospital room. So the corrections officer, the security, they're watching him. He goes into the bathroom in whatever room he was in, and he's in there a long time. Cops said that when they finally opened up the bathroom door, he was gone. He had escaped through a ceiling tile. He pushed up a ceiling tile in the bathroom and then was climbing through the ceiling. And they found him shortly after on the first floor of the north parking garage outside. Is that amazing? He was able to get out of the hospital through the ceiling and then somehow drop out somewhere else and walk out of the hospital.
And the whole time the cell phone is with him?
I wonder if the cop said, hang on, let me see if I can call him on his phone.
Guys, you're missing the biggest detail. It's one of those 80s brick cell phones.
Oh,
huge.
Well, with the antenna.
He'd be better served using that than these new touchscreen phones. Imagine how hard it'd be to...
Yeah, mine has broken glass. My cover is broken and it's shards of glass coming out of my phone.
You've got a shattered screen. Both you and Fester both have shattered screens. You guys are wrecks.
Yeah. I'll throw my phone against the wall. Yeah,
they took him back to the hospital where the story says that he continues to receive treatment. Records show that the inmate was being held without bond for numerous charges, including conspiracy to commit first degree murder, kidnapping a child, battery on a police officer or firefighter, and a prior escape charge. Unbelievable. Don't you think that they should check to see if there's a drop ceiling that he can get out of? Wouldn't that
be? You would think that'd be part of it.
Exactly. Unbelievable. So, a cell phone up. I mean,
Might as well, like, dig a hole in the wall and put a poster in front of it.
Let me try to pull. I gotta make a call. Let me get it out. Hang on.
That's really sanitary, too.
I got to send a text. Let me get it out. I got it. Oop, it's out.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Froggy said, hey, didn't you do a cell phone up the butt crotchety old man call? It was the beeper in the butt. And I've got the CD. We'll play it next on the MJ Morning Show. So hold on. We'll play a classic crotchety next. And then, parents, if your kid snores, you got to hear this coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Sitting at 9:23, it is the MJ Morning Show. Technically, I guess I'm running 3 minutes late with the Adventure Island tickets, but hey, 3 minutes with MJ time is not bad, to be quite honest.
That's on time.
Yeah. All right. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. We're going to do a classic crotchety call here, and then the kid snoring story, which on a very serious note. And then cell phones in the workplace. This is coming back around, especially with the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis late last night. We'll explain in a minute. Hang on. First, let's go with caller number 30. Caller 30, 800-990-1047. Caller 30, you'll get a pair of Adventure Island tickets and a complimentary parking pass. So caller number 30, 800-990-1047. Good luck. So Froggy, man, I forgot all about the, you said, when we told the story about the inmate in the hospital to have a cell phone removed from his butt. You said, hey, didn't you do a crotchety old man call? And
yes,
it wasn't a cell phone, and it was a beeper. Remember back in the day, the Roxanne, beepers, did you ever have a beeper, Roxanne?
I had a pager. Is it the same thing?
Same thing.
I had one.
Yeah, beeper, pager, same thing.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Well, I had this. I'm guessing this is from like the 90s, this crotchety old man call. And, well, he had a communications device lodged up his butt, kind of like the inmate down in South Florida.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds smaller, though, than with this recent story.
Yeah, possibly. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't listened to this thing in a long time, so I don't even know what to
hope it holds up.
let's listen. Let's find out. Hey, it's radio experimentation here on the MJ Morning Show. A classic crotchety old man, Milton Fludge, Cal Call. I did this back in the 90s. Here we go.
Good afternoon, Valley Medical Group.
Oh, thank God you've answered. You guys have an ass doctor, right?
I'm sorry?
I said you guys have an ass doctor, right?
Are you talking about a proctologist?
Yes, procto doc.
We do have proctologists.
He deals with ass problems, right?
Yes, sir.
I've got a very serious dilemma. I was doing my aerobics workout. You see, I do buns of steel every single day, and I do it completely nude because I get a better sweat that way. I was finishing my workout, went into the kitchen, and plopped myself right down on the kitchen chair. But unbeknownst to me, my fat moron kid Chauncey left my Motorola pager on the chair, and it went, boom, right up my...
I can't stay on the line if you're going to continue to talk like this.
I'm sorry, I do apologize. The pager went up my buttocks, and it keeps going off. Do you hear that? Here, let me move the phone to my butt. Can you hear that?
Sir, I really don't want to hear this.
Somebody keeps paging me and my ass keeps beeping.
Hold it, sir. I asked you not to talk like that.
Paging, this is Darren speaking.
Oh, thank God you've answered. I just called my doctor, and they hung up on me. I have one of your pagers, and please don't hang up. It's accidentally stuck in my butt.
What?
I accidentally got my pager stuck in my butt. I'm an elderly gentleman. I'm very large. I sat down on a chair, and my pager's up there. Somebody keeps paging me, and my butt keeps going off. Listen to that. Here, hold on. I'm putting the phone by my butt. Listen to that.
Can you please hold?
No, I can't. I have an emergency.
What song is that? Awesome.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you help me, please?
Sir, this is Scott. I'm the manager.
And, yes.
Right now, we don't have anybody available that can remove a pager from somebody's...
Is that what you remember?
That's it. Wow.
The pager up the butt. Was that mildly humorous, Roxanne?
It was, yeah.
Especially thinking of him doing that naked every day.
Buns of steel.
The buns of steel is what made me laugh, because I do remember those videos. And that could happen, I suppose.
That was back on VHS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Buns of steel.
You made this call before cell phones.
Hey, Froggy, do your kids snore?
My little guy snores sometimes, but nothing terrible.
Fester, do your kids snore?
Oh, yeah, my kid's a freight train.
Uh-oh. Oh. Which one?
The little one. Yeah, Hudson.
Hudson.
Oh, little Huddy.
Roxanne?
I know my kids don't snore. I know because they're in bed with me, so.
Oh, God. No wonder why you're so tired.
Calling Michelle quickly. You know, I don't know if Julian and Chloe snore. I think Michelle probably is better to answer this question than me.
Well, if it's hereditary from her, they both do.
I don't know if she's... She could be snoring herself right now.
Blah, blah.
That was me. That's the...
Oh my
that's
God.
The, what in her. The world?
That's the voicemail of my house.
Very weird.
That's the voicemail.
No,
that's my landline. I was calling the landline. So I don't know. I don't know if she's available now or whatever, but maybe she's got the dogs outside. You know, I don't think my kids snore. The reason why I'm bringing this blah blah. You like that?
It's good.
I mean, what kind of message do I need to leave?
I'm going to steal it and change mine today to.
Well, if your kid snores, it could be a warning sign. Regular snoring. Children who snore on a regular basis show signs of structural changes in their brain that may lead to behavioral trouble such as lack of focus, hyperactivity, and cognitive challenges, which could be harmful to their learning and their educational abilities. Yeah, new study, and this is not, this is the journal Nature Communications. This is a real medical journal. They observed for the first time that children who snore three or more times a week had thinner gray matter in their brain compared to kids getting normal sleep.
What?
And poor sleep's been shown to reduce the gray matter in areas in the brain, and the areas of the brain that are most densely packed with neurons. Yeah, researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, they looked at MRI images of more than 10,000 children, 9 to 10 years old, who were enrolled in the National Institute of Health's Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study. And snoring kids apparently have the issues that I described.
I snored as a kid. And look at me.
You look at you.
Oh.
So does the gray matter, do they have problems with that because they're snoring, or it's like that, but and that's why they're snoring?
It's the snoring that causes the gray matter issues, apparently.
Okay.
So just a heads up, if your kid is snoring, that could be a learning issue.
So you're messing up your matter, dude. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, it does matter.
And what do you do if they're snoring?
This story matters.
Yes, it does.
Put a pillow over their head.
Put a pillow over their head. The hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The tragedy in Indianapolis last night, just a quick mention here. So 8 people were killed. This is at a FedEx ground facility near the Indianapolis airport. And I guess there's a press conference coming up at about 10:30. I was just on the Indianapolis website for the Indy Star, the newspaper. I didn't see any identification or much detail, but I guess 8 people killed and then multiple others injured. But, you know, the other issue that's emerged here is FedEx is reportedly examining their cell phone policy because workers are barred from carrying their cell phones on the job. So they're inside the facility, no cell phones. And then you had this mass shooting last night about 11 o'clock Indy time. And you had people that were not able to either call the police right away or people that were not able to get a hold of their loved ones or relatives right away. So now FedEx is reportedly examining their cell phone policy. It's kind of like the school issue. Remember that there was a lot of chatter on kids being able to have their cell phones in school just in case of an emergency, like a Parkland issue, like down in Broward County.
I actually did hear from one of the relatives of someone who was there when the shooting took place last night and in a news report, and they heard from the relative. So clearly that relative had her cell phone with her. So
some were
cheating the policy and it was good.
Either cheated the policy, had the cell phone. All right.
Yes.
You don't know when you need that thing. That's a dumb policy.
You heard from, how'd you hear from them?
I was watching a news report.
Oh, you didn't hear from them personally.
No.
You said it awkwardly.
Oh, yeah.
You saw a report on television.
I saw a report,
yes. Oh, okay. You said I heard from someone. So
she was talking to her TV.
The TV was talking to me. I was hearing voices.
Thank you, television.
Here's FedEx. They have a no cell phone policy in the package distribution center. And now they might change that policy. All right, final segment next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Yeah, Fester's bragging right now that he's made $500 on Dogecoin since the beginning of this song, Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police.
All right, I've been following Dogecoin all along. I was in and out of it when it was like 2 pennies, 4 pennies. Then it jumped to like 6 or 7 pennies for a couple of weeks. I put an order in to buy it at a nickel. It only got to 5.1, so my order never filled. And now it's 40 cents a share, 44 cents a share, or a share.
I dropped 100 grand into...
723, 737, 754.
Yeah, oh, my God. I dropped 100 grand into Bitcoin when it dropped down to $5,800.
You wish.
Didn't Dogecoin start as like a joke?
Dogecoin started as a joke, and now the joke is worth...
Man, I'll tell you what. The world doesn't seem real anymore.
48 cents a share. I just bought it at 39. I bought 8,000 shares.
Yeah. Man, the world is nuts, man. Everything is just flipping upside down. Things that don't make sense make sense. Make sense don't make sense. I'm telling you, we're in a simulation. I am convinced that we're in we're somebody's toy set.
I think so too.
And it's becoming
we're in God's eyes.
It's becoming more clear to me. Listen, I don't know if I'm being serious here, but listen, things are weird these days.
We're being played by some kid right now.
Yeah, we got the COVID. Got the COVID. That what looks like Horton Gives a Who or something.
It does.
You know, we're in the middle of this COVID deal still. And do you know about the garlic test?
No, but I'm so conflicted on garlic.
Is that the food that you can or can't taste to determine if you have COVID or not?
No. That's a good guess, but that's wrong.
I agree with garlic breath 24/7.
Really? Was it from eating a lot of garlic or just something?
I think it was a gut issue.
Really?
Oh, it was the worst. I hated kissing her. I hated her.
Froggy.
She was
glad that ended.
What are you conflicted with?
I love garlic. I love the taste, and I love the smell of it when it's cooking, but I know it's offensive when it comes out of your pores.
Yeah.
And mouth, as Froggy's described.
Well, the garlic test with COVID, if you can smell somebody's garlic breath, then you're at risk. You're too close. And that's just sort of a metaphor, just an example. That if you can, any kind of breath, if you can smell somebody's breath, then you're totally way too close. Yeah, clearly that's going to be much closer than 6 feet.
You're invading their privacy.
But if you can smell somebody's breath when they speak to you, that means that all kinds of spittle and stuff is hitting you in the face and your tongue. And think about that for a second.
I can smell Fester's breath from across the room sometimes.
Yeah, that's the garlic test.
That's good.
And man, I'm kind of upset the Land O'Lakes Powerball winner didn't call us this morning.
We're too busy being rich.
Yeah, I want to be rich.
Na, 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 na.
I want to be rich.
A little happy and happiness.
Yeah, Thomas Yee, 23. This is amazing. Thomas Yee, 23 years old, the Land O'Lakes. He's the one that bought that winning Powerball ticket back on March 27th. At the Publix on Nebraska, right up near Avila, right?
Yeah.
That's right in the back end of Avila, right?
Yeah, two things. One, I'm happy some rich schmuck from Avila didn't win. Yeah. I'm happy some old-ass person didn't win, because there's plenty of old people in my neighborhood, too. Yeah.
Thomas Yee, 23 years old, probably lives at home still. He won the $235.4 million jackpot, and he took the lump sum of $160,038,447.27. Yeah, what a lucky kid. Just make sure you have your ducks in a row. Everyone's going to be bugging you for money. You're going to have friends and relatives coming out of the woodwork. Everyone's going to be hitting you up.
Just no offense.
Hopefully you've got good advice there. Thomas Yee, congratulations on the win. Just, stay level. Don't blow all the money. End up, like in a strip club parking lot robbed of a briefcase full of 80 grand. Like, what was that guy's name?
Or end up underneath somebody's, porch.
Yeah.
Like that other guy who won.
Oh.
Buried.
Shakespeare.
Abraham Lincoln Shakespeare.
Oh, Festa, hold on. I got to shut off the Apache closer music. Okay. Hang on a minute. I got to play some different closer music.
Aww.
Oh, look at this, folks. You know what this is, don't you?
Takes me back.
Mr. Rogers, his former home is up for sale in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my
Fester,
God.
You're home from the TV show?
Hey, take your Dogecoin. What is what?
He won't stop looking at it.
What do you call it? What's the name of it? Dogecoin?
Dogecoin.
Yeah. All right, take your Dogecoin winnings, and why don't you buy Mr. Rogers' old house, 5-bedroom, 3-bath on Squirrel Hill. My dogs would go crazy. $850,000.
Oh, do you have the same pedophile mailman?
Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, Mr. McFeely.
Okay. Fred Rogers lived to regret naming him Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, by the way, Fester, if you buy the house...
Oh, no.
You get the trolley that runs around.
Oh, yeah. I love that trolley.
If you buy Mr. Rogers' house, you get the trolley.
Now, this isn't the TV show house. That was on a set.
I know, the TV... I'm kidding around. It's his real house, not the set at the Pittsburgh Public Television Station. All right, folks, we're done. Have a fantastic weekend. MJMorningShow.com is loaded. MJMorningShow.com. We'll see you Monday. MJ Morning Show on the Cue.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.